Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Bob, here I am having a wonderful time today, and then I see on the Post-Gazette website, just confirming that this is real. I mean, it's on Post-Gazette.com.
You have to say that about everything these days to make sure it is real.
Post-Gazette to publish final edition and cease operations May 3rd. And I asked a couple people, does that mean just the print edition or the whole darn thing? And they seem to think it's the whole darn thing.
Can't be the whole darn thing.
Post-Gazette to cease operations, not cease the print edition, cease operations on May 3rd. Over the past 20 years, it says, Block Communications Incorporated has lost more than $350 million in cash operating the newspaper. Despite those efforts, the company said that the realities facing local journalism make, quote, continued cash losses at this scale no longer sustainable. Does anybody need a columnist out there?
Joe Starkey's available. I'm his agent.
You're my agent, Bob.
I'm your agent. I'm going to get you a big deal.
This is bad, though. For
it is bad, right?
For tons of people.
Does that have anything to do with the strike and how long that lasted?
Yeah, I mean, people have come back to work. Wouldn't surprise. I don't know. I don't know what it's about. It's a lot of money to lose. It's not exactly a winning enterprise is newspapers. No.
I mean, things have radically changed in all of the media that we consume now over the past, especially 5 years. But even before that, it started to change.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of shocking to be sitting here.
Hiles just had a tweet about it.
Yeah. What'd he say?
Incredible. Effing incredible.
That's all he said? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this affects a lot of people, including me. I mean, I'm advanced, obviously, in my career, but I've been writing sports columns. Yeah, I've been writing sports, period, in local newspapers. And it's funny, I was just sitting with Mark Madden last night, who was my first boss at the Post-Gazette. He ran the zone editions that I wrote for. So this is weird that this is happening today, but that was 1992, I don't know, somewhere in there. Then off to the Valley News to write sports, then to the Trib to cover the Penguins, Trib as a columnist. And then after a little bit of time off, Post-Gazette as a columnist. So with maybe 6 months off, that was it. I've been writing sports for one of the two, well, really Valley News Dispatch. So for one of any number of newspapers, for how long? How long's 1992?
I mean, that's a long time.
37 years or something?
Close to 33, 34 years.
So this is shocking. I mean, this is
it affects so many people, my goodness. And you're right. From your standpoint, like I feel about mine, we've been in this a long time. But everything changes, and those who are just getting started, and this is their opportunity. This is stunning news.
Very strange. Limits, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm in shock, guys. Like growing up, we would get the Post Gazette every single day.
And the press, too, both. I mean, they were.
I still have a ton of. I still have the Post Gazette front page when Dan Rooney passed away, Super Bowl front pages that my dad kept and we have that we're going to frame to put in our basement. This is just stunning, man. And my heart goes out to all the people like you, Joe, and all of our great friends and coworkers that we have that we talk to every day that work for the Post Gazette. This is truly unbelievable.
Yeah, this is a shocker. Should they have sent us an email, Bob? First,
yeah. You know, this was the first thing I asked you is check your email because I thought that would have been.
I could be missing it because I never check my email, but I don't see an email in here. And if there were an email, I would have gotten texts from people, right, my friends over there.
I mean,
so that's a weird way to hear about it.
You got to at least give an email to the company people who worked there for all these years, right? I'd be shocked if I didn't see that.
No, well, there wasn't that. I would have known about that. Even if I didn't see my own email, somebody would have said, did you see this? The news here is on the Post Gazette website itself.
That's incredible.
I guess I'm a columnist for hire, Bob.
I still think it may be, I guess not. You've explained it, but it sounds to me like it would have been the printed newspaper. I mean, the distribution costs on that alone and where people buy it.
Well, we hardly have that anyway anymore. This is about the total operations.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry to see it because it's a big part of, since all of us, young kids moving into it, you've written for them forever. So many great stories that were broken there and told there. But if you're going to lose $350 million, if that's accurate, I suppose that's the decision they have to make. Again, though, I got to believe that has something to do with this recent strike, the fact that it lasted as long as it did.
But who knows? I don't know. I'm in shock right now. I am. I need to go find some place to write columns if I want to keep writing them. Should I write a
book,
Bob?
You're very talented. You could find your way. I'll be your agent. I know some people who would be interested.
Maybe I could write a book about you. Have you written a book?
It would be a short. You may have to use crayon.
Yes. I actually think that would be a great book about your career in Pittsburgh sports. If you need a ghostwriter, I'm available.
Well, I'm sad to see this. This is not the way we wanted to end this show today, to see this news that just broke.
No.
And it does affect so many people, not just the people who work there, families, all of them.
Yeah, of course. Photographers, editors, writers, everybody. Yes. Remember the days, Bob, when it was, you know, all about, that's how we got our news, basically. Every morning, I would fight my dad for the sports page. Right? Didn't you?
Oh, all the time.
What was it?
The
press and the Post Gazette in your house?
My routine back then, and still is my routine, only done differently with electronics, is to get up, have a cup of coffee, go to the bathroom, sit on the toilet, and read the sports page. Was that your comfort place to read? On the toilet?
No.
But you've done it before.
Of course, everybody has, Bob.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that was my routine.
Limits. The Post Gazette was just advertising for a sports writer a few weeks ago. Remember I told you about that opening?
Yeah, you asked me if I wanted to apply for it.
I wouldn't apply if I were you right now. Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Cloudy and a high of 49. Dwayne Woodruff, low of 40. Jabril Peppers, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. My wife just texted me and said you should start work on your golf book. You can't make money with books, though, Bob. It's very difficult.
It's difficult to do unless you're one of these people who is such a nationally known person that you can distribute it over 50 states. It's hard to do it locally, I know. It's sad. I'm stunned.
So
see this. I mean, I understand cutting back, doing things, because everyone's doing it. It's a tough thing to sell these days, given all the resources that people have, all the distribution sites you can go to. But out of the blue, just like this, with no warning, that's a little surprising.
Well, meantime, here's a surprising number for you. Wow. It's a doubly surprising number. What is this, Pro Football Focus?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
PFSN. What is that, Limits?
PF?
It's like another, I guess, up-and-coming or at least newer site that grades.
I mean, it's got over 60,000 followers.
Yeah.
Guess who their top two rated cornerbacks are in the NFL this season? Ahead of Quinion Mitchell, DJ Turner, Surtain, and Dean for the Buccaneers. These
Joey
two
Porter.
Guys. Yes, and?
James Pierre.
Yes. Joey
James
Porter.
Pierre is
James
LL?
Pierre.
Wow.
I mean, as the second guy in the league.
He's been really good, but I mean, is there a minimum amount of snaps you have to have?
I don't know. Joey Porter is so far ahead of everybody. It's unbelievable. And I give him a lot of credit.
I do too.
I do. Even at the beginning of this season, I was like, this is a questionable draft pick still. And all he did was keep playing and keep playing. And Lamar didn't go after them at all last week. He went after. He got the safeties, and he got Patrick Queen mixed up in coverage one time. I don't even know if that was Queen's fault. But the corners he didn't go after, and that's become a huge story this season for the Steelers, is the emergence of these corners.
But I even think more so, because you expected it from Joey Porter, but James Pierre,
and you
who was on another roster to start this season, came back.
Yeah.
He's been a special teams guy, but man, you talk about seizing an opportunity. And that opportunity became available to him, and he has not done anything but just grab it and run with it. Good for him.
This is incredible, Bob. I'm sorry, I can't get away from the Post-Gazette stuff. No more Post-Gazette sports as of May 3rd. You think the Pirates will be in first place by then, Bob?
I feel bad for you and for a lot of people who have made their careers at the Post-Gazette.
Who were your favorite Post-Gazette or press sports columnists of all time? Smizek?
Well, I like Collier.
Bruce Kiden? Collier?
Kiden was good.
They're Cook?
Yes, Ron. You. I mean, there's so many very gifted writers who put things into perspectives and different controversies and different ways of thinking of things. I think people are going to miss that. I really do. There are a lot of people out of town, I know friends of mine, who buy the service, who want to get that sort of information and or opinion. And this is one way to get it. And now it's going to end. And I'm just surprised it came this quickly with nobody knowing.
That was a hell of a lineup, and it was all very different when I moved to Pittsburgh in 89. You had Bob Smizek, you know, logic. He used pure logic and would drop the hammer.
He still does. It's all logic.
Oh, yeah. You had Ron Cook, who would really drop the hammer, right? Then you had Gene Collier, who's just a brilliant like,
funny, great sense of humor.
A literary genius who just writes comedy, you know, a lot of the time. And then you had Kiden, who, I don't know, was he a mix of all of that? Was just brilliant. Brilliant all the way around. So we had some of the best. And I feel like I've never lived up to that, but I aspired to it.
You have really gotten into heads of people who, you know, make an argument to make them consider changing their opinions. And I think that's, if you do that, you've certainly done your job and more so. I'm just sad to see this. I have a lot of friends like you do over there, and I'm just sad to see it's come to this.
Yeah, me too, man. All right, it's time. Thank you, Limits. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys tomorrow.
Right, see you tomorrow, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.